O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is 1 Kings 19, verses 15 through 21. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Grace in the Wilderness by Owen Heslop and Matt Redman. Laid-back guitar and percussion provide a light foundation for the vocal melody, which slips in and out of minor tonalities to create a sense of tension, the relief found in times of trouble and darkness.
Your unfailing love. 1 Kings 19, verses 15 through 21. And the Lord said to him, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, and Jehu, the son of Nimshi, you shall anoint to be king over Israel, and Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah, you shall anoint to be the prophet in your place. And the one who escapes from the sword of Hazael shall Jehu put to death, and the one who escapes from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha put to death. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him." So he departed from there and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen in front of him, and he was with the 12th. Elijah passed by him and cast his cloak upon him, and he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, "Let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you." And he said to him, "Go back again, for what have I done to you?" And he returned from following him and took the yoke of oxen and sacrificed them and boiled their flesh with the yokes of the oxen and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he arose and went with Elijah and assisted him. Do you ever feel completely alone in your service to God, as though there is no one who shares your cares, convictions, point of view? Feeling isolated in our faith is extremely hard. The theologian and Christian martyr Dietrich Bonhoeffer writes in his book, Life Together, "The physical presence of other Christians is a source of incomparable joy and strength to the believer. The believer feels no shame, as though he were still living too much in the flesh, when he yearns for the physical presence of other Christians." In 1 Kings 19, Elijah felt that longing. After defeating the prophets of Baal, Elijah was in fear for his life. He thought that he was the only one left who was willing to remain faithful to God. He was isolated. He was depressed. But God was up to something still. Unbeknownst to Elijah, God had set aside 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him. There wasn't just one, two, a dozen people who had remained faithful. There were 7,000. Among them was the prophet Elisha, who was so faithful he was even willing to take the mantle of Elijah. Elisha demonstrated his commitment to God and his willingness to respond to God's call, simply kissing his parents goodbye and going and following Elijah. He prepared a feast, not simply for himself, but for the people, so as to demonstrate his care for them and his allegiance to God. This young man was willing to leave everything behind to follow God. How encouraging this must have been for Elijah. Friend, are you tempted to lose heart? Are you feeling as though you're alone in your faith? Well, don't underestimate God. He may be at work preparing someone in your midst to do his work, to provide partnership, to carry the mantle. Let's close with this old Anglican prayer. Father, what we know not, teach us. What we have not, give us. What we are not, make us. For the sake of your Son, our Savior. Amen.